With their permission, I would like to share with you a presentation by a college student. Exodus chapter 4. The Lord said to Moses, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go." And do you feel worthy to serve in God's ministry? If you're anything like me, then the answer would be an easy no. Think of the heroes of faith. Take Moses, for example. In Exodus chapter 4, God is angry with Moses. God had called him to return to Egypt and free the Hebrews from slavery. And what is Moses' response? "I am too slow of speech." Moses essentially said, "Sorry, God, but you're not strong enough to overcome my weakness. You're wrong." What about the prophet Elijah? He is most famously known for his role in the challenge against the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Here, Elijah prayed to God and was shown the miraculous wonder of fire coming down from the heavens. It consumed not only the offering, but the altar, and the gallons of water soaking through it all. But immediately after this incredible act of God, Elijah begged to have his life taken away from him. In foolish depression of believing that he was the only one who cared enough about God. Samson, a powerful, strong judge of Israel, was also proven to be nothing more than a half-hearted servant who did not take his Nazarite vow to God seriously, but placed the pleasures of this world before God. Or think of Solomon, the wisest person to have lived, and yet he turned to idolatry and polygamy. Think of David, a man after God's own heart, yet an adulterer. Think of Noah and his drunkenness, Jonah and his disobedience, anger, and unforgiving attitude. In the New Testament, we have doubting Thomas, Saul the persecutor, Peter the brash, Matthew the tax collector, and many, many more. Maybe that many, many more are you and me. Can we fit into this list too? How often are you and I quick to anger, bitter at circumstances, stubbornly refusing to listen to the advice of others, lazy or procrastinating? How often do you and I have an untamed tongue, hurting those around us? We are indeed unfit to serve our God. It's our very sinful unfitness that put Jesus on the cross to die in our place. So what do we do? Like Elijah, should we beg to die? Should we, like Moses, say, "Sorry, God, you're wrong"? Ask someone else. If every sinner did that, who would share the word of God? We aren't sinless or perfectly qualified. But God doesn't look at our weakness and walk away from us. For Moses, he provided a spokesman in his brother Aaron. For Elijah, he provided an apprentice in Elisha. For you and me, he gives us Jesus. In truth, none of us are qualified. Romans 3, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Thinking I am qualified by comparing myself to others will never suffice. On God's scale, I'm, in myself, only qualified for death and damnation. But when God looks at me, he sees Jesus. He sees Jesus' death on the cross. He sees Jesus' forgiveness and perfection. I'm not qualified for the public ministry of Jesus because I'm a charismatic speaker the holiest saint or a master of Bible knowledge. I'm qualified because though I am a lost and condemned sinner, unable to do anything, Jesus came, died for my sins, and calls me his child. We're not called to go into the world telling others how I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I've got all the qualifications necessary. We are called to look into the eyes of lost souls and say, I was lost. I tried to do my life without God. I wandered away. I've chosen to do wrong things. But Jesus led me to his cross, where every day I can lay my sins on him. 2,000 years ago, Jesus declared, it is finished. My sins are paid for, not because of anything I have done, not because I deserve any of it, because of God's grace. And he has done all of this for you. He wants you to come to him. As a Christian, we all have firsthand experience with God's love and forgiveness. I don't need a master's degree to share the best thing that has ever happened to me. When God looks at my list of qualifications, he no longer sees sinner, but saint. He no longer sees unworthy, but forgiven. He no longer sees stained, but bought with the blood of Christ. So, am I worthy to serve Christ? Am I worthy to tell others about Jesus? By God's grace, with Jesus' death, and by his forgiveness, not only am I worthy, I'm commanded by God. When I was in grade school, my best friend died in a car accident. Many people talked about her life and all the things she wouldn't get to experience. But one person held up her well-worn Bible. Here she learned what she really needed to know. Because she knew that though she was sinful, she had a Savior who loved her, died for her, and arose to give her eternal life. She is now experiencing that ultimate life. There are many ways in which we can serve Jesus, but being able to teach God's precious children about his love and forgiveness is the ultimate gift of life. I pray that Jesus helps me share his love so that I may see those who hear me in heaven with me, praising Jesus forever. Hymn 15, 1-5.